This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift with Bo, Allie Mack. Abe is in for Mike Johnson, and Dom is behind the glass. Happy Friday to you. You made it, as did we, after being down at SEC Media Days all week. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment. But, Bo, I wanted to tell you, yesterday you hung back with Sandra on the steakhouse. But Abe and I went to go meet a couple of his friends that were down at SEC Media Days. And you know what's great about old friends? They immediately tell all your embarrassing stories to the new person that they're meeting.
Yeah.
And so I have, in like 3 minutes time, I got two crazy stories about Abe, about how he can inhale a chocolate lava cake.
Yeah. It's my favorite dessert of all time, representing Chili's.
But like, why was that so prevalent in your friend's mind?
I have no idea. But I think it was, if I had to guess, because I feel like I've had this conversation out at Chili's with people before, I probably said, hey, if you're going to have a bite, take a bite now, because you're not going to have an opportunity a minute, 10 later. Like, it's going to be gone.
If you were on a date, Abe, would this same thing happen?
No.
If you're going to have a bite, do it now, babe.
No. I have to, like, tell myself. Like, you guys have done, like, public speaking. On my notes, anytime I'm doing a public speech, I write, like, in the margins and on the sidelines, like, slow down.
Uh-huh.
Because we speak fast in radio often, and it's a different type of environment. And so I write, like, slow down. Slow down your speech pattern and all that.
That's really, first off, that's good. Second off, you write speeches?
I would type it out, and then on the margins, I would write just with a pen.
A lot of people think about what they're going to say before they say it, Bo.
Well, I'm not one of them, clearly.
Well, I just don't want to scroll on a phone trying to. I'd rather have it printed
out.
So
I've been asked to speak a few times. Garrett has asked me to speak at the broadcasting school that he works with. The
Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
No, it's not the Connecticut. It's the
Georgia
GBAC. I think.
I think it's just GAB.
GAB, well, yeah, but I don't write anything down.
But you're probably giving more like a full-on presentation.
No, I don't know what I'm doing because I just...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Go.
Well, that too.
I'm talking about
like if an introductory speech or something like that.
No, I just show up and I talk about my, you know, like my
How many times experiences. Did he ask you to do this?
Twice.
Okay.
I didn't go this year because I don't know if he did it.
Did he not ask you?
Well, I had a kid around that time frame, so don't like act like I did. I had a student one of the times that I did that reach out to me because I said anybody can get in touch. If anybody needs any help or advice, reach out to me. I had one reach out to me for advice. How to handle a situation with an offer and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I helped that person,
I think. That's great.
I just think it's cool that you write it out, Abe, and that you actually give yourself advice. I think that's a really cool thing. I'm more of a on-the-fly type of person when it comes to those things because...
Yeah. And it depends the sort of speech that I'm expected to give,
yeah.
too.
So you're going to have to do that on a date.
My point is, to get back to this, is like I do have to tell myself, like, hey... Slow down eating because I do eat very quickly.
Do you write it on your hand?
No, I don't write it, but I do like tell myself like I do a couple little tricks. Like obviously I drink water between bites, not like every single bite. I put my fork down right between. I have little things that are meant to delay,
like cut
quickly,
like cut each piece up. Like if you're eating a piece of steak or something, you don't cut it all up at once. You cut by.
On a date,
yeah.
I will do it in that manner. By myself, I will cut all of it up and just
No, I know.
Fork.
You know who eats super fast?
Pancakes for me are like shoveled in.
You shovel? Well, how often do you go on a pancake date?
No, well, this is not for dates. I mean, anytime I'm going to have pancakes or waffles, like I cut it all up, the butter and the syrups on all of it, and then it's go time, and it is like... 30 seconds, maybe.
See, I'm a slow eater. I like to enjoy my food.
Everyone says that. I don't think I'm not enjoying it.
Well,
okay,
let me rephrase it. I like to savor.
I think
food.
I'm savoring it. I'm just savoring it at a much faster rate.
I don't think you are. You're not even having time to taste it. You're just swallowing
it. If I didn't like it, which means I have tasted it and I do like it, if I didn't like it, I wouldn't be shoveling it in so quickly. I gotta get the next bite in there.
I'm kind of with Abe on this one. I'm savoring it so much, which is why I'm eating it so fast. I'm enjoying it so much.
My dad is always like, "Oh, enjoy it." I was like, "I'm enjoying it so much. I'm gonna eat it quick enough to probably order a second one."
But then
exactly.
I see. But your stomach is 20 minutes behind. The thing I hate about eating fast is when I finish and then I'm still hungry because my stomach hasn't registered that there's food in there yet.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I did not know that our stomachs are 20 minutes behind. That's a good note.
So set a timer if you're still hungry when you finish.
Yeah.
That sounds ridiculous.
I used to have a teacher. It does sound ridiculous, but it's actually really smart. It's how you don't overeat.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a teacher say you got to stop and smell the roses. I think if you're eating.
Wow, what a quote.
Eating a pace like that, like, I know it's not original, but it's what he's selling. He also used to be like, if we would be like slow to get a point, he'd be like, it's getting dark outside. Need to hurry up.
We got to go in the huddle in a second, but I don't want to let Abe scoot by without the second story because the chocolate lava cake was like nothing compared to the second story.
That's my favorite story, though. It's so good.
But the other story, like we're leaving the room and was like, your friend was like basically like, hey, do you still take your pants off in the middle of the room?
There was some context missing from that yelled quote. I was staying with my friend. This was in Nashville. I was there for a wedding.
So it was Childers.
I was, sure. Yeah. Yes, it was. And I, you know, I'm poor. I'm still poor, but I was even more poor then. And so as opposed to staying at a hotel, I, you know, asked if I could call him and stay at his place with his daughter and his wife and a itty bitty chihuahua. And I don't know, at some point I was changing or something, and I was going from athletic shorts to the dress pants, and I just changed. And it's not like everything came off. I just changed real quick.
Like in the middle of his living room?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
I think I had gone, if I remember it correctly, I didn't change in the middle of the living room. I think I had gone into the room to change, and then like I popped out to ask him a question, and I was in my underwear. And then
I wish I could be a fly on the wall of Abe's brain sometimes, like especially now that I know
no,
how
you don't.
Process. Like
you don't want those demons.
I just want to know what it's like inside your mind. All right, let's go in the huddle. So we're just talking about the Steelers, and they have made T.J. Watt the highest-paid non-QB in NFL history with a 3-year, $123 million contract.
And it's worth it. I mean, he's one of the three best defensive players in the NFL. He's won, what, two, I think, Defensive Player of the Year awards, or one at least. Probably should have had a second one. They had to do this. We talked about this, was it Monday or Tuesday, Abe? We talked about this, and we're like, what was it? The way they've set this season up feels like they're going all in. How could you let TJ Watt? How could you shop him?
Yeah. Yeah. You can't go all in and make the commitment you did to the quarterback and some of the trades that you'd recently made with the Dolphins, stuff like that. And then not have the best pass rusher, one of the best pass rushers in the NFL available. My first thought was like, okay, they got the deal done with Watt. To your point, Bo, they were always going to. My second thought was the Cowboys shouldn't have slow rolled Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And the Bengals, whatever they're doing, it may not come together for them with Trey Hendrickson at all now, but if it does come together, they also just cost themselves another two mil by waiting.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. And I think at this point, a mil here, a mil there, it's going to be such a high price contract that, you know, it's not that big of a deal for them. I don't think it's not, you know, what is a mil, another million for a guy like Micah Parsons is
well,
my point.
Did you see his quote like yesterday or 2 days ago where he's like, I'm going to get my money no matter what or what, something along those lines. Do you think Parsons essentially has told the Cowboys, we're going to wait, we're going to see what TJ Watt's deal, we're going to get $5 more than him, and it was just the timeline, and now that it's done with TJ Watt, this Parsons thing gets settled relatively quickly? Because I do wonder.
I don't know. I don't know what Jerry's game plan is, honestly. Like,
well, this is a Parsons thing, where he knows the market's going to get reset, he's not going to be the one to reset it and then get passed.
But he's going to get passed.
Eventually, Aiden Hutchinson probably is the guy, maybe some others.
This whole market reset thing, I mean, so 44 or 43.
You know what's so dumb, Bo? You know what is so stupid? That we're talking about $123 million, 100 maybe for Micah Parsons. Let's round it up. Let's say $125 million. All that matters is that you get to say and it may be for TJ Watt, it may be 2 days. It may be 1 day. That you were the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah.
And it may only last one day.
Look at A.J. Terrell when he signed his contract, and now he's like not even top five paid cornerbacks. I'll go to like this is, I mean, they could have done, Micah Parsons could have created what the new market was in like January or February or March or whenever they wanted to redo this, and they just haven't. So there's a miss on something between the two sides. Maybe I'm wrong. But there is a miss on the two sides.
I think he wanted to be the last one in this group to set it, which is dumb. Which is dumb.
He cares that much.
Well, we've got some audio from Mary Kay Cabot talking about Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. We're going to get to that on the other side. We've also got a mic'd up, and it is Fair or Foul Friday. It is more likely the Braves play 500 baseball in the second half than Kirk Cousins starts a game this season. Think about it. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.